Greetings and salutations. This is Mr. Michael Dean broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker. And if there's anyone new listening today, I want to welcome you to the Freedom Fiends and tell you that today we have a very special treat. It's not our usual format, which is usually two or three people yakking back and forth wildly about liberty and about the theories of how things would work in libertarian paradise or libpair. Today we have some people who are actually living it. And over to you, Lou, from the live road location.
This is Lou Sander Fiend broadcasting live and worldwide from the second annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan, sponsored by the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition and Possum, the other white meat. I am joined live on this remote location by my co-hosts. We have Diana the Laughing Kitty. Say hello, sweetie.
Meow.
And via Skype connection from a brothel in Las Vegas, Nevada, we have Randy England. Say hi, Randy.
I'm in Michigan with you, Lou.
Of course you are. You sound like you're right next to me.
Randy should speak up a little bit.
I'm the Wampus Cat.
He's the Wampus Cat. He has to speak up a little bit. And we literally are broadcasting from. I'm in the studio here in the windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural wild mountain west in the occupied states of America. But our live remote for the show today is literally, you know, we say we have a reporter in the field. They're literally in a field in rural Michigan and yep. With the satellite uplink. Like you'll notice when I say over to you, Lou, it's kind of like when they have the CNN reporter embedded in Afghanistan. You know, I'm like over to you, Lou. And you like count to three or four and then Lou's like, yes. All right. Like if it was video, you'd see Lou there with his earpiece in like waiting, you know, like the satellite delay. And we worked it out. We tried yesterday using the full mixer to have a bunch of people on a bunch of mics, Porkfest style. And it didn't work because the grounding there was kind of the electricity available. It was like it sounded like they were going to all die of electrocution. So we basically went to just one USB mic and they're all sitting around cheek to cheek in an actual field outdoors. Live from LibPair. So tell me, guys, what's up?
Okay, well, we're having a pretty good time out here. It's the weather has become a lot nicer since Thursday night when it was raining cats and dogs and just getting absolutely nasty. We've had sunshine and not near as humid and muggy and crappy and lousy and all that other stuff. But yeah, good times. Been going down to the lake and doing some swimming. Some people have been fishing, kayaking, canoeing, and Randy's been going around and doing lots of eating and everything else. So let me ask Randy a few questions here. Randy, this is your first time out at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. How many other Liberty events have you been to?
This is my very first one. I haven't been to Pork Fest yet, and I just came to this one.
Okay. What's your impression of the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest?
It's a lot of fun, and there's been the thing I did not expect so much is be having people shove food at you from every direction. I mean, I'm ashamed to say that I did not get to eat at Lou's assault kitchen where there is no such thing as too much bacon, if I recall. But it's still been very, very good. Everybody's just great here. It's wonderful. Of course, we're here in Michigan in the summer. There's no mosquitoes, no bugs. It's been 70 degrees, 50% humidity. It's very nice.
Actually, we're about 100 yards away from the Department of Fish and Hogs mosquito hatchery.
What is
and
that?
We're broadcasting from a 14-bed bunkhouse with no plumbing. Would that be a pretty fair way to put
it? It's a windowless cabin with the curtains pulled.
Why would it have curtains?
So
it's Michigan.
So Lou, why did they choose to have this event in an idyllic field, an idyllic private field, rather than at Free State, Free Detroit Project in Detroit?
Oh, you mean the failed state project of Detroit?
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to be on private land. Last year, we were out on state land, and the Department of Fish and Hogs rangers were coming around and giving us the evil eye and checking our cigarettes to make sure it was just tobacco and making sure that our bacon was cooked to the proper internal temperature. And
measuring and your cigarettes to make sure they're the right length and not over capacity.
Right, right. And also, one of the rangerettes out there told one of our people that if her son got a fish hook stuck in his arm and she went to remove it, she'd have to have a fishing license, because if not, that would be some sort of illegal violation of fishing codes and rules, regulations, declarations, decrees, and other nonsense.
Wow.
We're talking about statocrats. They're not exactly geniuses.
Now, what is the Michigan Department of Fish and Hogs? Explain that for any new listeners, please.
That is the Michigan Department of Destroying Natural Resources. They're the ones that, if you're having too much fun fishing, hunting, or just enjoying the really, really, really great outdoors, they come along and say, stop having fun. Here, have some government.
But now explain why. I mean, yeah, we all know governments can be intrusive, and, you know, we got to get the right men in there to fix it so the we get back to the republic. But what's wrong? Without laws, everyone would be in a state of anarchy.
Well, I think Plato put it best when he said that good people don't need laws and bad people will just ignore them. And it's not that there's actually a rule of law, it's actually a rule of men, and it's also the rule of rules and regulations.
Plato's one of those people that he was kind of the Ronald Reagan of his day, in that he spoke like a small government guy, but kind of wasn't. Didn't Plato help create democracy? And look how well the Greeks are doing with that right now, to see the full extent of whoever has it the longest, that's where it goes.
Yeah, the Greeks invented democracy, and then they killed Socrates.
Yeah, they voted on it. Yeah, it was one of their first acts. Was you know, and it was fair, because 51% of the people agree. It's and, you know, to anyone new who's listening, when we say, you know, democracy is not democracy is dumb, we're not saying, you know, you might be like, who are these people? What is their position on the scale of blah to blah? They sound like communists. They don't like democracy. They must be communists. We hate communism. We like the free market. We like, you know, we like to be able to keep our stuff. We like to carry guns around peacefully without being bothered by people. We like to be able to fish without someone from some bureaucrat with a clipboard and a gun coming out and measuring our fishing lures. And tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me what freedom is and how you're living it today there, Lou, and how everyone else is living it.
As Ludwig von Mises described liberty or government, he said that government is the negation of liberty. And if that is true, then liberty is the negation of government. Liberty is the idea that a small group of people may not have dominion over others to dispose of them as they see fit.
Dispose of them. Strong, powerful words, and I agree. So let's,
every law is backed up at the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, because if you don't obey the law, you know, if they pull you over for speed. You know, like, let's say you're out driving and you're on a country road and there's not a car in sight, and there's a stop sign at a four-way intersection, and you can absolutely see that there's no car for a mile in any direction. And you just kind of do a rolling stop and don't really stop. You know, you do a rolling stop because you don't want to hit any, you know, badgers or groundhogs that happen to be sunning themselves with the hamsters in the middle of the road. But yeah, you do a rolling stop, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some police or sheriff with binoculars who sees you from a quarter mile away hiding in some tall weeds rushes after you, pulls you over, gives you a ticket, demands you pay money, pay tribute to the state, and you respect my authority, because don't you know who I am? And you know, if you refuse to comply, he will put a gun to your head, and if you keep refusing to comply, he will kill you. And all laws, all nanny laws, all taxes are backed up at the barrel of the gun. And we prefer the non-aggression principle, which is basically don't aggress on others. And we're not pacifists. Most of us carry guns. But yes, we're peace-loving folks.
Michael, our first guest has arrived.
Yay.
It is Shannon. She is one of the organizers here at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
Is she the one with the sign out front that says, round up your neighbors and register them?
That's me. Hi.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Freedom Fiends. So, Lou, ask her some questions, because there's such a three-second delay back and forth. It'll be better if you're asking the questions.
All righty. Shannon, tell us a little bit about the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
Well, we've got ourselves 3 days of peace, anarchy, and a whole lot of fun.
Anarchy?
It's been a great...
Anarchy? That sounds... Wait, there's people burning tires in the street? What do you mean, anarchy? Explain.
Absolute chaos. It has been the most peaceful, voluntary group of people coming together, hanging out, kids running around, rules being disobeyed, laws perhaps being broken.
Nanny laws.
Yes.
Hey, that's excellent, man. You know, people don't realize this, like, people say, anarchy, that sounds horrible. But you know what? When you have a family picnic and things go well, that's anarchy. There's no government there. You know, you're just hanging out. You're being self-ruling.
Now, how many people have shown up for this event, Shannon? What do you think?
We're close to the 100 mark. We're just under that at this point. So that's pretty good.
And there's also a lot of kids here, too.
Yeah, we've got about a dozen little anarchists running around on occasion without shoes on, running with glow sticks. You know, I haven't seen any running with scissors, but it could have happened.
Actually, Jackson had a T-shirt that says runs with scissors.
Oh, okay. So, I knew there was something about that kid.
What kind of... are there organized events there, or is it more self-organizing?
Well, what we did, some of the organizers, we set up the opportunity for people to volunteer to go ahead and speak, and we gave them a forum to do that on Facebook and through a few different social media outlets ahead of time. We didn't demand that anyone do anything. We're not paying any speakers. And then we set it up here with a schedule each day of who we anticipated were going to speak. So we've got some great people. We've got Will from Muslims for Liberty. Mm-hmm. We have Jacob Solt here, who's been doing a lot of great actionable liberty talks. Just a ton.
And we will be talking with them later on in the show.
Cool.
And before we go to break, Shannon, tell us, where does the bonfire come from?
The bonfire comes from men with beards. I don't know how fire is created, but men with beards show up and it's there.
We'll be back. We'll be back with more on the Freedom Fiends after this trip to the free and unregulated market, where you can spend gold, silver, cash, or Federal Reserve notes or bitcoins for products and services.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
When I found the Free State Project, I knew it was the key to achieving liberty in my lifetime. It's awesome to be surrounded by like-minded, freedom-loving activists who've moved here to New Hampshire. From politics to civil disobedience, we have it all. Where I came from, it felt that no matter what I did, liberty was dying. Perhaps you feel the same way? Call 888-377-2515 now to learn more about the Free State Project. That's 888-377-2515 or visit freestateproject.org.
The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
This is the Freedom Fiends, and we have some very special things happening with the Freedom Fiends today that I'm really psyched out about. What is it the kids say? I'm really psyched out about this experience. We have reporters live on the scene at the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition, which is basically a bunch of hippies with guns walking around without any adult supervision, although they're all mostly adults. There are kids there too. It's kind of liberty in action. You know, they don't have to abide by any rules, and it's actually more by any laws, and it's actually more peaceful than most law-abiding events. And the other great thing that happened today I've been waiting for this for a long time and working on this, and it finally happened. I'm really excited about it. We're welcoming a new station today. It's WNZS 1340 AM in Bangor, Maine. That is so cool, man. I like Woo-hoo! That. And we actually have one of the Fiend crew lives in the listening area of that. And I got an air check from him. He said, yes, you're on the air. Usually when we get a new station, I don't announce it for a week because, you know, I have to confirm that it was on. But he confirmed live via email that we're on. And it's a great thing. WNZS in Bangor, Maine. And our friend Derek Slopey lives in the listenership area of WNZS in Bangor, Maine, 1340 AM. He is our computer programmer and soon to be, I don't know if webmaster is the word. What's the word? I think it would be, well, see, here's the thing. The Fiends have become so popular that the web hosting, shared web hosting solution we've been using is no longer working. I mean, it works most of the time, but occasionally, you know, we get reblogged somewhere and it goes up and it kind of, we got knocked offline for 24 hours recently. But Derek runs a co-located server, which means he, you know, rents a rack that's dedicated to his things, his, you know, three or four projects. So we'll be sharing a rack space with three or four other projects instead of 300 or 400 other websites coming up here next week sometime. So back to the Michigan Peace and Liberty Fest. What is the full name of it there? Over to Lou. Over to you, Lou.
Okay, the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest being held in the backwoods of I Can't Find My Dog, Michigan. And our next guest is Ashula, and she is with Fully Informed Jury Association Ooh. Of Western Michigan. Welcome to the show, Ashula.
Hi, Lee. Lou. Sorry. I'm very nervous.
Get her a little closer. Get cheek to cheek on that one mic.
Okay. You put on a very nice breakfast yesterday morning. Tell us what was up with that.
Well, the reason for the breakfast that the Fully Informed Jury Association of Western Michigan was put on was in celebration of September 5th, which is Jury Rights Day. And that's in honor of William Penn establishing the freedom of the press. And this is my second year doing it. Last year, I offered a free lunch just as an outreach to spread the knowledge of jury nullification and the power that it holds for us to somehow make a change.
And it was a good breakfast. It was breakfast tacos, soft tortillas, bacon, lots Ooh. Of bacon.
And don't forget the homemade salsa.
Homemade salsa, potatoes, eggs, and the eggs were from your chickens,
yes,
which I have
yes.
2 dozen of. So how did you get involved in the Fully Informed Jury Association and jury nullification? What was your catalyst?
I've been angry at the way the society has changed, and it's not the same America as I arrived in 1969. And I wanted somehow to make a positive change. So I initially started getting involved with the local government politics and well, with hopes of somehow I can make a positive change. You know, I know a lot of people who talk and pontificate of what they do and what they, and I'm just tired of talking. I wanted to take some kind of action and yeah. find something that I could actually help another human being.
And what has your experience been getting involved in the political process?
Very negative. Therefore, I don't even vote anymore because I don't want to play the game.
And where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Thailand, and I have lived in Western Michigan for about the past 20 years, and I've noticed how culturally and how society has degraded.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the breakfast tacos. They were delicious.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for your work with Fully Informed Jury Association, and just all around, thank you for your service. It's been a pleasure meeting you. I look forward to seeing you in the future. More Freedom Fiends coming
Excellent.
Up right after the break.
Get her website address to send to when she comes, when we come back.
Roger that.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
What sets Survival Punk apart from all those other survivalist sites? A rational, creative approach to self-reliance. Applying a punk DIY ethic to survivalism without any of the fear-mongering or tinfoil hattery that pervades the survivalist movement. Survival Punk covers a huge range of topics, along with a healthy bit of myth-busting. Survival Punk provides a ton of dirt-cheap creative solutions to common prepping problems, with an accent on the paleo lifestyle. Check out survivalpunk.com. That's survivalpunk.com.
Looking for a new home with good neighbors, no income tax, an active shooting culture with excellent Second Amendment protections, a great business climate, and less government? Then Wyoming might just be the place for you. And freedom-minded folks are already there. Founded by author Kenneth Royce, FreeStateWyoming.org encourages free trade, political liberty, and voluntary cooperation. Come bask in the laissez-faire Western culture of the cowboy state. For details, visit FreeStateWyoming.org.
Here we go. Freedom Fiends. Yeah. Uh-huh. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow,
meow, meow. This is Michael Dean broadcasting live and worldwide from the neighborhood in Baltimore known as Hamsterdam. And we are doing a live remote today from the field, and it's literally from a field outside of Kalamazoo, Michigan, the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, which sounds like a bunch of hippies, but they're a bunch of hippies who have guns, and they're peaceful, and they're practicing voluntarism or voluntary interactions with no adult government oversight and supervision, and they're living their own life and having a really good time. And Lou just told me, since he's bringing in guest after guest after guest, he put up a picture of me looking angry for everyone to see to keep them in line. So I guess a picture of me is the only government there. That's you know, a lot of people say they want small government. They want to reduce government till they can drown it in a bathtub. We think that that is too big of a government idea. We want to reduce government till it's an angry photo of somebody, an angry photo of me. That should be the government everywhere. But a photo of someone is a lot easier to ignore than people with guns that can come into your yard and take your property because, you know, the dandelions are a half inch too tall in your backyard. So over to you, Lou.
And I've met you. You're short, so I guess you would be small government.
but there's a lot of fat. There's a lot of pork in my government, in my small government.
So. Well, that goes with all government. Oh, and by the way, inside the windowless cabin, we now have a live studio audience, so to speak.
Awesome. Worms. Excellent. Well done, Lou.
Yeah, I had to get an applause sign, and I'm going to make up a laughing sign for when I tell jokes because some of them just aren't real sharp. Randy told me I have to give him a hand signal for when I tell a joke so he can laugh, and I gave him a hand signal of sorts.
Cool.
So anyway, the diversity out here is great. We have every flavor of freakiness imaginable.
So people really know that you have a live audience, and that wasn't like, you know, a sound effect in the studio. Will you get them to all say something like worms or meow or something like that?
Okay, on three, worms. One, two, three.
Worms!
Worms!
Excellent.
One, two, three.
All right. Thank you for your service. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for your service, guys. And our next guest is Mr. Will Coley. He is the National Director of Muslims for Liberty. I had the pleasure of meeting him at Pork Fest.
Wait, Muslims? I'm scared.
You shouldn't be.
Good.
He's a great guy.
He's also part of what is the Muslim Redneck Coalition that he's a part of?
I'll let Will answer that for you.
Can you hear me? Does he have headphones on?
Yes,
yeah, I can hear you. Will, it's good to hear you again. This is Michael Dean. I haven't seen you since Porkfest. How you doing, man?
Right. It's been like a whole 2 months. What's going on here?
I know. So what's the Redneck Muslim Association?
Oh, Muslim Redneck Association, the MRA.
Yeah, man. You're a good old boy from Tennessee, right?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, when you shared when Derek J shared the video of us doing the interview, and you know, you guys shared some pictures of us as well. We actually had a pop in our joiners. Like,
wow.
A lot of new Muslims found us through that. So all of a sudden we had like 35 new members, and like, oh my God, I thought I was
was the only one.
I wonder if you had any non-Muslim rednecks who converted, because the picture of you that we used is you with your beard and your good old boy hat, and you're holding up a little mason jar of water. Maybe they thought it was moonshine.
No. It was actually an empty jar. It had cumin seeds in it. It's good Indian food.
Yep. Maybe some rednecks thought, well, if these Muslims will let me drink moonshine still, I'll check them out. But so what's up, man? What's up? Tell me about it.
Oh, it's great. We came up here. I'll be giving a presentation this afternoon at around 6 o'clock. Was the one that we gave at Porkfest on Tuesday. The Liberty brings us together, talking about how most cultures across the world have had the opportunity at some time in history to contribute to the evolution of the thought that was, you know, this concept that was passed down to us of liberty and natural rights. And we just kind of lightly touch on 5 or 6 different cultures and their contributions to show that, you know, this concept of liberty is really what brings society together, that we've all had our opportunities throughout history to contribute to this idea. So every culture really has a place in the evolution of that thought. They have a legacy, I guess you could say, in the evolution of this idea.
So on talk radio, and probably on most stations, the show before us and after us, they're probably telling some variation of the story that all Muslims want to kill all Americans. What do you think about that, and what should people believe about that? Why is that not true?
Well, it's particularly in Western countries, it's not true because, well, we kind of live here. So, you know, I mean, to want to kill your neighbors is a little ridiculous. But the only places that you find that kind of sentiment is in places where we're kind of there actively killing them. So truth, wanting
we're
to kill
meaning,
you back is kind of rational.
We meaning Americans are
the American government. Yeah, the American government is in their homes. They're raiding their houses. You know, they're personal differences between two families, so you call the army and send them to raid your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
So now your kids are in the street with machine guns in their faces, and you're being kidnapped for a few days.
Yeah, I kind of explain it like picture Red Dawn, but in reverse. You know, picture a foreign occupying. You know, anybody who's listening who's like, I have guns, I defend my property, I have a line in the sand. Like, if a foreign army came into your neighborhood and started rounding you up, would you sit there and go, okay, this is, I'm just going to sit by, you know?
Well, they told us that it was good for us, so we'll just sit here and take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Now, Will's been doing a lot of cooking since he's been here. And Will, yesterday you were selling a lunch, but you also provided a free meal in the evening time. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah. This year we went to Porkfest, and part of the Ramadan festival actually fell during Porkfest. So we came up with this idea that we would bring the fast breaking with us to Porkfest, and we would feed free meals to all of the attendees that we had the ability to feed. And it was really well received. And when I got home, I started thinking and brainstorming with some colleagues of mine. And we came up with this idea of, well, why should we stop at Porkfest? It was such a great event. It was so well received. Why not do this as a thing? Like, go on a tour, take a year, go to as many events as possible, and basically raise the money to feed the attendees at the next event through donations that are given by the attendees from the previous event. So we came to the Midwest Liberty Fest and did it here kind of as a way for us to help set our budget for next year, because Porkfest is Porkfest, you know, thousands of people. But the regional events like Jack Fest and Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest and the one in Carolina, they're all smaller, more intimate events around the same size as this one. So we thought we would come here and do it here this year as a way to kind of set the budget for what we need to raise to be able to do between 8 and 10 events next year, spend, I'm figuring, around $10,000, and give away 10,000 free meals at Liberty events all year next year.
Is it only Liberty events or? Yeah. Excellent. Is it only Liberty events, or aren't you also working with churches and synagogues and mosques?
what we're trying to do is get local religious communities involved in the process of not only raising the food, but preparing it, passing it out, so that we're creating a relationship between multiple communities. So yeah. We're asking, like, if we do an event here in Michigan, we're going to contact every mosque and synagogue and church within 50 miles of the event and ask them if they want to get involved. Hey, do you want to give us some paper plates so that we can help as a way to help? Do you want to come out and help prepare food? Do you want to donate a bag of rice? Do you want to come help and hand the food out? And use that as a way to create new relationships. That's the idea, is to facilitate a growing community by encouraging the sharing of ideas.
Excellent. And
us sharing a meal.
What's the website or Facebook for that if people want to get involved?
Well, the website is www.muslims4liberty.org, or you can go to facebook.com/muslimsforliberty. And if you want to get involved in helping us raise money for the What's Your Deen tour, which will be where we're feeding these meals and trying to encourage these kinds of discussions, you can go to gofundme.com/muslims4liberty.
Excellent.
And make a donation there. And we also have our Bitcoin QR code up there. So, we're happy to take donations in Bitcoin. We collected almost as many donations in Bitcoin at this event as we did in cash. So, and we're always happy to take, alternative currencies, silver, whatever you want to contribute to try to assist in making this year-long effort a success.
Excellent, excellent. So what else, what do you see in there to describe the scene there to people who aren't there?
It's a blast. I mean, it really is. Imagine, if you've been to Porkfest, imagine if you took three of the really good-sized, intimate campsites of friends and you put them at one event together let them all be one intimate group.
So there's 80 people, yeah, and 80 people instead of 2,000
left
people.
More like 130, maybe,
okay.
I guess.
All right.
I think somewhere around 100.
Yeah.
100? All right.
So, and you've...
And what's going on with, fun stuff to do other than talking to people? Are you there? Do we have you? Have we lost the feed? I think we've lost the feed. So, Mr. Ben Stone's going to jump on here. Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker. I'm going to read from this book, Hardyville Tales by Claire Wolfe, until Mr. Ben Stone comes on. Chapter 7, Awakenings. Seems like they want this over quickly. The lawyer smiled confidently across his desk at Charles and Tanyo. Guess someone doesn't like all the publicity you've generated, young man. When Tanyo didn't smile back, the lawyer consulted his notes and cleared his throat to continue. We'll be back after this trip to the market.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Have you recently defooed a cult that demands constant devotion to a figurehead? The guy who claims to be anti-IP, but uses IP to silence critics? That charming gentleman who thinks all your problems are from bad parenting? If you're tired of tithing to messiahs who demand a lot of your money, consider donating to the Freedom Fiends. We're more fun and don't require constant praise. In fact, we don't even like audience involvement. We talk, you listen, if you want. And if you send us a dollar, we won't complain. We'll dig it. That's freedomfiends.com.
Worms!
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
We are back.
Meow. Meow, meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. And we have a man and woman on the scene report today, broadcasting from the field. And yes, it's literally a field in rural Michigan. We're broadcasting from the Michigan Peace and Liberty Fest, where a bunch of hippies are walking around with guns, giving away bacon. And over to you, Lou.
Okay, it's actually the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, sponsored by the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition, and with a special grant from the Stockholm Syndrome Institute and ilovegovernment.gov.
And the Kick Spit Music Festival.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to give out the website for Oshawa that was on a little bit earlier, and that is fija.org, F-I-J-A.org, Foxtrot, India, Juliet, Alpha.
Fija.
Yeah. Or it's properly pronounced Fija.
Okay, so it's Fija. What's the full web address again?
.org.
Ah, okay. Cool. Who you got there?
Up next, we have Beth. She is one of my dear friends, and this is her second Liberty Fest, and she's been out cooking this year. You made some shish kebabs, is that right?
I did. I was in competition with Lou this year. He has the assault kitchen. I have the love kitchen.
Who's winning?
I think I am. Love always wins, right?
Cool. Yeah.
So, Beth, you're a little bit of you get a little bit crazy about your food. Tell us a little bit about your how can we put it, quirks.
I just like to eat real whole clean food. None of this American standard diet.
And you've worked in a couple of stores that handle that they provide good clean food, and I believe you're also working on a farm now.
Yeah. This week I work in an organic food store, and next week I will be working in an organic farm.
Okay, so how did you get into being the food crazy lady?
I think I just was not. I wasn't feeling very well, and I started hearing about some of the things put in food and how, like, it's just not very good for you, and there's really scary items added that aren't listed on the ingredients. So I slowly transitioned into whole foods and just real stuff. Try to eat things with very few ingredients.
Okay. Now, this is your second Liberty Fest. How would you compare this one to the first, and what have you been doing since you've been here?
Well, last year I showed up and I knew one person, sort of, and so it was a completely new experience. And by the time I left Liberty Fest last year, I had a whole new family. So this year it's just a big family reunion, and it's been excellent. I've spent a lot of time in the water, morning and night. Night swimming is excellent. Sauna is incredible. Highly recommend it. And then doing a lot of cooking for people, which I love to do too.
Okay. How about the canoeing and kayaking? Have you been doing any of that?
I did. I went kayaking yesterday, did a little fishing, but not the right time for fishing, and actually tried to sink my kayak yesterday as an experiment.
Okay. And as far as all the kids running around, I can't count how many there are because all I see are blurs, kind of like in the Flash comics. What have the kids been doing that you've seen?
Oh, the kids have been having a blast. I know I saw water guns out yesterday. They actually, down at the lake, there were probably 6 or 8 kids and probably 20 adults who were acting like children all on the raft, and it was incredible. It was like the perfect family vacation day at the beach. It was amazing.
Okay, and did you see Jackson with his giant slingshot thing yesterday?
I didn't.
Okay, it's a giant slingshot. Somebody will hold each end of it, and then the kid pulls back on it. So you need like grown-ups or something like that to hold on to it. And it's like this medieval catapult, but it's elastic. And they were firing crab apples off at like the Republican Party convention a few towns away. So, yeah, it's been a blast. The kids have been staying very busy.
Now, would they also be firing them at the Democratic convention a few miles away too?
I don't know anything about a Democratic convention going on.
But you're equal opportunity. You would slingshot crab apples also at Democrats if they were available several miles away.
We do not discriminate in our discrimination.
Excellent. Well, thank you for the report, Lou. We'll be back for hour two with more from the Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival from the in Michigan, in a field. We have our live report from the field, and it's literally a field. We'll be back for hour two after this trip to the market on the Freedom Fiends.
Worm.
Worms.
Worms. Get everyone to say worms, Lou.
Worms, everybody.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com. Fiends. That's Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra. And we are welcoming a new station today in Bangor, Maine. And so there's a lot of new listeners today who are probably going, what is this? Why aren't they talking about Obama and how horrible he is? Well, Obama's horrible, and he's a tyrant, and he's a communist. No, he's a socialist and a liar, and his feet stink. So now that we've... And what?
And he puts the execute in executive branch.
Yes, he puts the execute in executive branch. So now that we have that all out of the way, you know, usually this show is it's 7 days a week. It's weekends during the day, weeknights at night, you know, weekdays at night. And you can go to freedomfiends.com to learn more if we're not on every day in your city. We should be, but you can call your station and ask them to put us on every day. But if we're not, you can also listen on the internet on the LRN feed, LRN.FM or GCNlive.com. They both have streaming feeds. And this show is usually two people yakking back and forth. It's usually me and one other person. And it's a rotating bunch of Liberty hamsters rotating on a spit. There's 12 of them. And three or four of them are actually in one place today. That doesn't happen too often. Or is it four or five? How many are there, Lou? How many fiends?
There are three co-hosts here, and we have some dedicated fiend fans. Cool. It's enough to make it interesting, but not enough to warrant a drone strike.
I like that. So, yeah, we are doing a live report from the field, and as I've said many times, it is an actual field. It's in Michigan, and it's the Midwest Peace and Liberty Coalition, which... it's kind of like Woodstock with more guns and less rock and roll.
Oh, there's plenty of rock and roll here. But speaking of dedicated fiend fans, it's my pleasure to introduce Gretchen,
Lou.
Is one of our most dedicated ones. Say hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
So you're from Ohio, not too far away from here. How many Liberty events have you been to that are similar to this, or Pork Fest, or...
Is that Gretchen? Wait, is that Gretchen Clark?
Yeah, that's Gretchen Clark.
Hey, Gretchen. Howdy.
Hi.
It's a fiend fan. All right, so go ahead. Sorry.
This is the first event I've ever gone to. So, yeah.
Okay, so what's your impression on it?
In hindsight, leaving today, it's really nice. I mean, I've never been in a more concentrated area of genuinely friendly people. Wow. I figured people were going to be really friendly, but it really exceeded my expectations. I mean, this, seeing people and being like, hey, where do we register? It's dark, we're late. And they're like, hi, we're so-and-so, we're going to hug. And yeah, people sharing food and ibuprofens and water and hot dogs. Yeah.
Chicken wings.
I didn't go to a lot of the discussions that were scheduled, but just had a lot of side conversations that were really nice.
Okay, and you're not normally exposed to a whole lot of Liberty people in your daily life, just like a couple of your family members?
Yeah, very much so not, but I am lucky to say a lot of my family members are very freedom-oriented. Not many of them are full-blown saying, they still believe there might be some use of government, but they're really close.
But you don't feel a need to defoo them and cut them out of your life just because they still like government, do you?
No.
Good.
No. because they're still pretty logical people and they're friendly. And I'm going to try and get them all the way there.
Excellent.
But I'm actually here with two of my cousins, which I think is really cool. Like, no one else would come with me, but my two cousins did. And so we're having a nice time.
Are they Liberty people, or are you indoctrinating them?
No, they're Liberty people too.
Excellent.
And it's kind of cool. We just kind of all realized it within the last year or two, hanging out, you know, later in life. And we're like, oh, that's great.
Well, thanks for coming up. It was a pleasure to finally meet you. And you are our most loyal commenter on the Fiends site. And we always appreciate your comments. And up next, we have Christopher, also known as Beardy McBeard. And he's the one with the sign that says, your beard must be this long to enter the Freedom Fiends tent at Liberty Fest.
What's going on, Michael?
Hey, man. Good to see you. Good to hear you.
Oh, definitely. Good to hear you again.
So you got the whole family out here. Is that the whole family, or do you have like a dozen more kids?
No, that's pretty much the whole clan, at least our the core members of the clan. We have some outside the circle of trust, but yeah, that's the most of them.
Okay. So what have you guys been doing? You know, because you have your kids are teenagers, right?
Some of them. No, we got a whole range of them from 4 on up to 18 now. So we've been doing all sorts of stuff. A lot of family activities here. The younger ones have been doing a lot of the stuff, the art table and the spontaneous order tent. And to be honest, I know my 18-year-old stepson, he's been having a riot here because he's been able to talk on a level with everyone else here as if you know, they're accepting him as an adult in the level of communication. So you can get on with him. He understands what's going on. And it's just really great for the whole range of the ages.
Okay. How would you describe this as far as people bringing families to an event?
Oh, very family friendly. There's a lot of kids here. I mean, we were here for the first Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest out in Brighton last year, and brought the kids to that one as well. They made friends there, and it was great. They came back here, met the same friends they had from last year, and made even more. So, very family friendly place. I'd recommend everyone bring their kids here.
Okay. What other Liberty events have you been to? I think you went to Pork Fest a couple years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I was at Pork Fest in 2012. And obviously, it was at the last Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest out in Brighton. A couple smaller ones that I don't even know if I can really recall their names anymore because they're mostly meetups. But these are the two biggest ones I've been to, is Pork Fest and Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. We're going to bring in another guest here. We have Anne Arkeist, and she is our cryptocurrency, dark wallet, hacker-et type person. Michael, say hello to Anne.
Hey, it's really good to meet you.
It's good to meet you too, Michael.
I'm friending you on Face Beefs right now.
Anne is actually a guy, but the Facebook pseudonym or whatever is Anarchist, so we always refer to him as her. And you gave a presentation here. You've done a number of these presentations on cryptocurrency and how to increase your security. Talk about that for a little bit.
No problem. I gave a talk earlier today about Dark Wallet and some of the tools for anonymizing your cryptocurrency that it's going to be providing, and just some general tips and tricks that you can use for masking your identity while using your Bitcoin, stuff like stealth addresses, off-blockchain transactions, trustless coin join mixing, and just gave them a brief overview of where things were with the Dark Wallet project and how far along they are towards getting a stable release.
Now, why would someone want to do that? I mean, if you have nothing to hide, why would you care if the government spies on everything you do?
Some of us have things to hide, Michael.
But if you're not doing anything wrong, why are they spying on you?
Yeah, and if they're not doing anything wrong, why do they mind when you film them?
Oh, that's a very good question. And yeah, the enforcers of the goon squad have a tendency to get a little bit angry and out of sorts over those sorts of things. Now, Anne, there was a Bitcoin ATM here. How much do you know about that?
I know a lot about it. It was a Lamassu machine, and it was brought here by Mike Woon. He's the first person to deploy a Bitcoin ATM anywhere in the Midwest. It's normally located in Farmington Hills at the Bronx Deli, and he was offering his Bitcoins at a deep discount.
You mean beyond the regular sale price of where Bitcoin is today?
Yeah, actually about 10% lower. It was a great deal.
Okay. Now, you've also been out to the Bronx Deli, which is one of the restaurants that is accepting Bitcoin as a regular currency. How has that transpired, and how's that been working out for them?
Well, that their owner, Lenny Mazzola, who's a guy I know, he first found out about Bitcoin, got real excited about it, said he was going to start accepting it in his restaurant, the Bronx Deli. He's got two locations here in Michigan, one in Pontiac, one in Farmington Hills. And yeah, he's gone cryptocurrency crazy since then. And he's starting to hold it in reserve instead of just converting it all into cash immediately. He's definitely a Bitcoin backer.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your service, Anne. And we're going to bring somebody else up here. We have Jacob, who came out as a day visitor to the last year Liberty Fest. And he found out about us through Ben Stone's podcast. He had never heard about MPLC or the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. Heard Ben promoting it last year.
On the bad,
he came out.
Ben's cast is the Bad Quaker podcast
at badquaker.com.
Badquaker.com. All right.
So welcome to Liberty Fest again, Jacob. How's everything been going for you since you've been out here?
Oh, it's been going great. Met a lot of new people.
Hey, there's Jacob. Howdy.
Howdy, Michael.
Michael Dean. Good to meet you.
Likewise. I've been a fan for about 2 years now. Really enjoy the show.
Cool. Sorry to interrupt you. I didn't mean to interrupt you to say hi to you, but I was excited to say hi to you. So carry on.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying there's a lot of free food, a lot of food for sale. In fact, Lusander here cooked up some delicious lamb a couple nights ago.
Now, I've heard that there's no such thing as a free lunch, but this is the third free meal I've heard mentioned there. What's going on? Are you guys communists?
Well, there are a couple who do lean that way.
Ew. Well, you know, as long as they don't want to force me into paying for it, I'm not afraid it'll spread like a virus. They can just sit over in their corner and make each other share with each other. So what else is going on?
Well, today, there have been some good talks. In fact, Christian, who has been on the show before, gave a great talk a couple nights ago about entrepreneurial liberation.
Cool. Is Christian going to be on here today, Lou?
Yeah, we're going to try and squeeze him in. Now, Jacob, you started coming to some of the MPLC monthly meetups recently, and how has that been for you?
Oh, it's been great. Everyone's been very welcoming. I haven't met anyone even on the internet, but once I showed up to the events, everyone's making fast friends.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that. Are there any activities that are really important to you that you would like to bring to MPLC and get other people on board with?
Well, you're putting me on the spot here. I couldn't really say right offhand that there are.
Okay. So as far as the activities that you've done here, you mentioned the eating, and I think we've all done our fair share of that. Have you been down to the lake? Have you been hiking? What have you been doing?
I've been mostly just having great conversations with a lot of people who love liberty.
Okay. And that is probably one of the best ways to describe it. It's a good bunch of liberty-loving folks, friendly, family environment, and get on out here next year. More Freedom Fiends up after this.
Excellent.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
This is Mr. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker in the neighborhood of rural Beast Lick, Wyoming, known as Hamsterdam. And the Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival got droned, so we got Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker, on here. Are you there, Ben?
I'm here. How you doing, Michael?
Good. It didn't really get droned, but Lou just called me. This is kind of interesting. They reached their capacity of internets. They were using and that sounds like a joke, but it's true. They were using a mobile device which provided internet in the middle of a field with no electricity around anywhere. And apparently you pay ahead of time for a set amount of internets per month, and streaming audio live in good quality uses more internets than people's average just surfing the web or whatever. Yeah, man. Fortunately, it happened during a break, but they'd reached their capacity of internets, which, you know, people talk about net neutrality a lot of, we have to pass net neutrality laws so the corporations can't mess with us and have one form of internet given priority over another form. The government will protect us. If the government enforced net neutrality, that would happen all the time. You would get a set amount of internet. So it is a communist, socialist internet idea of making everyone, you know, bringing everyone down to the same level instead of letting the free market let you have what you want. So we just experienced what net neutrality would be like. It would be like you would just run out of internets. If you use a lot of internets, you'd run out of them before the end of the month. So Ben Stone, what is going on with you and where are you today?
I am in southwestern Missouri near Branson, Missouri. And once again, and we're going to be here for a couple more days and then we're going to go someplace that we haven't figured out yet. But I have some great news, Michael.
What, Ben?
This is something I'm really jazzed about. I weighed myself this morning and I weighed 218 pounds. This is the first time I've been under 220 pounds since I was 28 years old.
Wow.
I'm pretty jazzed.
How tall are you?
6 feet if I can get my back to be straight.
Wow. Excellent. Yeah. And you kind of look like a biker and kind of used to, you are a motorcycle enthusiast. Let's put it that way.
Yes. I'm very much in tune with that culture.
Yeah. Yeah. You have long hair and a beard, and if people want to go read about you now or later, they can go to badquaker.com. That's BADQUAKER.com. And you are a Quaker. Why do you call yourself a bad Quaker? What does that mean?
Well, Quakers tend to be, they tend to lean towards socialism. I'm very much the opposite of that. And they are very often pacifists. And I'm the exact opposite of a pacifist. I try in my whole life to not aggress upon anybody. But when it comes to defending myself, I'm more than happy to use violence in whatever level to defend myself that I need to. Not forcing myself upon anybody, but always ready to defend myself.
Now you say you're not a communist. You're the opposite of that. What is the opposite of communism?
The opposite of socialism is one is the individual wanting the individual to make the decisions that affect that individual's life. So in my case, I don't want anyone in any committee, whether that be a city committee or a county committee or a federal government committee. I don't want central planners telling me what is and what isn't right for me and how I should spend my money and whether I should give my money to them or not. All of those things are aspects of socialism, and I don't want anything to do with that. I think that that's immoral. I think on every level, socialism is immoral.
Yeah. So what do you think is moral, and what do you enjoy doing?
Peacefulness is moral, and I enjoy peaceful interactions with people. I tend not to look at problems and say, you know, how can great leaders fix this? Who can I trust to solve my problems? I have a tendency to say, if there's a problem, then typically it's a problem between people. If there's some kind of an issue between people, as long as we try to work together, you can almost always work out that problem. It's not necessary to bring in a great leader or some kind of governmental problem or call the authorities, you know, or use some kind of authority system to threaten people with. It's just not necessary.
Yeah, I agree, man. Governments are square. Individual liberty is hip and cool and happening.
Yeah.
Worms. We'll be back with more of Ben Stone on the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
All right, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and we have internets back at the Michigan Peace and Liberty, Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival in Michigan. We had Ben Stone on. He's still waiting in the wings. Are you there, Ben?
I'm here.
Just in case. I think Ben has been watching that movie All About Eve, the 1950s Betty Davis movie where the understudy, you know that one, Diana?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Where the understudy kills the star so she can get in. I think Ben Stone killed the internet at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival to try to be the star. No, I'm kidding. Ben's really,
it's all about Ben.
Ben's a really humble guy. And
really long arms.
They found somebody else with another internet device who had not used their government delegated allotment of internets, and their tube still was half full or half empty. And so we got some internets here. So how are you, Diana, the Laughing Kitty, who's also one of the Freedom Fiends regular co-hosts? What's up on the ground, on the boots on the ground there?
Well, I'm doing fabulous. This has been a great time. I think it's already been mentioned that it's like you've gotten the, I think Will mentioned this, it's like you've taken all, like, you know, just like one group of, like, you know, a bunch of people, you know, camping together and gotten them together here. So it's a much more intimate setting. I feel like it's kind of all the cool people. And so we can all sort of get to know each other. And it's been really great for me because I've met a lot of people from Michigan that I didn't know before. And I just feel like my horizons have expanded at this point. And right now, I have Nicole with me. I met Nicole for the first time at Pork Fest, and I'm seeing her again here at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival. Woo! And I just want to say hi to Nicole. Say hi, Nicole.
Meow.
Hey, Nicole. Good to have
hey,
you back.
Michael.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. What's going on there?
Just a whole lot of people hanging out, eating some good food. It's very hot here. It's pretty sunny. That's about the gist of it, I suppose. I think there's some people talking after this show.
People talking?
Yeah. Wait, some kind of talks happening.
Do they have a government permit for free speech?
They better.
I know. This event is Michigan's free speech zone. You go there and you talk.
It's a relief after all the not talking.
So tell me more. What's going on there?
There's a lake people have been swimming in. I heard there's a sauna somewhere. Lou's cooking. I think we're having steak later.
Steakums.
Is
Joe there?
Yeah, Joe's right behind me.
Have Joe jump on and tell us something, too.
Okay. By the way, Ben, we missed you very much, and I held up the back of your shirt for the group photo. So you're in there.
Thank you very much. And I missed you guys. I wish I was up there with you.
Excellent.
We'll see you at the next one, though. I'm going to pass this to Joe. Farewell.
Thanks. Hey, Joe. Joe, are you there?
He's prepared. He's getting his headphones on.
So, Diana, tell me more. Tell me some reporting from boots on the ground there.
It's just been a lot of fun. Yeah, I attended a couple of talks myself. Christian gave a great talk yesterday. Someone mentioned the entrepreneurial libertarianism. It was great, and lots of people asked questions. Heard a talk yesterday about, we had Ann on. I heard his talk about advanced Bitcoin. And I've just been kind of hanging out, camping. Haven't been camping in a really long time. And I love camping. I've slept wonderfully since I've been here. It's just a lot of fun. I don't want to go home. we've got Joe now. Joe, I haven't really talked to you an awful lot. So I know I did meet you at Pork Fest. What do you like to do in between these Liberty festivals?
I like to lay low and be hidden. I like to stay quiet.
That's the thing about that's the thing about liberty is the public perception of libertarians is often kind of skewed because the people that make themselves visible aren't necessarily the actual movers and shakers or the people who, I would say the more libertarian you are, probably the less you want to be known to the general public.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tell us more, Joe.
All right. I got a funny story. In the middle of the night last night, Nicole bolted out of bed and grabbed a rifle because she heard a wild animal in the woods, but it was just Randy snoring.
Really?
Oh, wait. Now, Randy's not here to defend himself.
I heard it, too, but I wasn't scared. I knew it was Randy.
Has Randy left? Is he gone back to Ferguson, Missouri?
Yes, Randy left. Just a little while ago.
Actually, he's going back to Jefferson City, Missouri, but he literally has to go through Ferguson, right?
I don't think he goes that far south. I don't know.
No, he said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's and then, by the way, it's Jefferson City, Missouri.
Missouri. Okay, thank you. Is Christian around?
Yeah, Christian's here. You want to talk to Christian's here. You want to talk to Christian?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
Christian's
Michael
right here.
This is
Words.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. For anybody who's just tuning in, we're live at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival with Boots on the Ground. And this is one of our good friends here, Christian, who has grown a beard, I saw. How's your beard,
worms,
Christian?
Worms. I certainly did. I'm lazy. I just let it grow, and it grows by itself. So, you know, there it is.
And I don't mind at all. I actually really like it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your talk about?
You know, I talked about entrepreneurial libertarianism. So I am not an entrepreneur, but I am a libertarian.
You're working on it.
And I'm working on being an entrepreneur. And I figured as I'm trying to essentially align my life with my libertarian beliefs, it's a lot of work. I've been working for a big company all these years, and I'm like, I want to work for myself. And that's not an easy step to take. It's taking me months and months, but I want to live according to my beliefs. And Michael, you've been a great inspiration for this. I mean, you're not making millions of dollars with the Freedom Fiends, but you're doing what you want to do, which is more than I can say about what I do.
I'm making almost no money, like a low three figures per month on a good month with the Freedom Fiends, but I do make a living working at home on my own time, which actually ends up meaning I work far more than 40 hours a week. And it takes discipline because when you, when you work for yourself and you can go to work when you want and not go to work when you want, you have to be your own taskmaster or you'll end up firing yourself.
Some wise guy I don't know said that, you know, if you do what you love, you never actually work, right? You're just doing what you love. And sounds like you are a perfect example of that.
Have you read my book, A User's Manual for the Human Experience?
I have not. But Dinah did. So Dinah's been teaching me.
You should read it. It's a quick read. And it's a book.
I'm going to go buy it. Do you take Bitcoins?
It's free. There's a pay. No, not for this. There's a PayPal. There is a paperback of it on Amazon, but it's printed on demand, so I don't have copies of it on hand. And there's a free audiobook and a free PDF.
I'm going to download it for free from your torrent, and then I'm going to send you a Bitcoin contribution on freedomfiends.com. How about that?
Excellent. And you should make the donation one Satoshi higher for cussing right before we went on air.
Oh, we were not on air, were we?
No.
Yes, but we're always on. Well,
we were connected. We were connected to the network, which there's something we have called the Carell Rule, based on a radio host named Carell who once cussed during the ads because he thought, an engineer somewhere at his radio station had the volume up during the ads. It was supposed to be down during the ads, and he dropped about 5 F-bombs, and they went out on air, and he lost all the stations and had to crawl back and get them all back. And so I have what's called the Carell Rule, which is no cussing when you're connected to the network, even if it's before or after the show or during a break.
This is just like George Bush or some of those politicians, you know, talking amongst themselves when they don't think the microphone is on and yet saying something stupid. Yeah. I did that, fiends. You know, all the fiends out there, you know, I did that. But you didn't hear it, but I said something really bad, and I do apologize for it.
I actually think that Obama and Biden faked a hot mic moment when the tyrannical socialist Canadian style. Well, it's not even Canadian style healthcare. It's far worse.
Hey now. I'm Canadian.
When that passed in America, they were hugging each other on the podium, and one of them whispered in the other's ear, "This is a big effing deal." I really think that was scripted. I think they were like, "Hey, people will think we're cool if we cuss." And, you know, at this point, who cares? I think it was scripted.
I think it's in Manchester or Keene, New Hampshire, where a police officer or someone said, "Oh, we're going to get our own tank."
Yeah.
Talking about that bear cat. Yeah.
And I think Ian or one of the other activists there was sitting nearby and got it on video audio. Yep. That happens.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm kind of one of the luckiest fiends out there. I've been a Freedom Fiends, you know, follower for years, and I think you do a great job. And here I am at the Michigan, you know, Freedom Fest or whatever it's called, the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition Festival. I think that's what the name is.
Yes.
And you know, Diana is my designated driver when I drink too much, but I'm Diana's designated driver for all of these freedom events. And I think all of you freedom lovers out there, I did not know there was something in Michigan. I'm from North Carolina. I don't sound like I'm from North Carolina, but you know, there's a Freedom Fest out there too, right? Wherever you are, you will find a Freedom Festival, and go to it. These things are amazing. I just follow Diana around, and it is awesome. I'm your designated driver, am I not?
Thanks so much, Kristen. Now we're going to have Kristen. I called you Kristen. I'm sorry, Christian. We're going to have a couple of folks that I actually met at a Pork Fest as well, and they're the Ritters. And the first Ritter we'll be having on right now is his name is Jackson. Say hi, Jackson.
Hello.
Get him up a little closer.
Yeah, come a little closer.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Ritter?
Nothing.
How old are you, Jackson?
I'm 11.
And Jackson, are you unschooled?
Yes.
And how do you like that?
It has been very good.
Excellent. You ever been on radio? You ever been on radio before?
No.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really fun. So, Jackson, tell us what you have enjoyed the most about being here.
You there?
He's thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Jackson.
Probably just meeting all the people. It's been very fun.
Excellent.
As I understand it, you've actually had a little bit of time to hang out with Christian, and Christian has taught you a few things.
We'll be back with more after this trip to the market. on Freedom Fiends, live from the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
It's the Freedom Fiends. The final episode, the final segment, not the final episode. Can't get rid of us that easy. This is the final segment of the live men and women in the field report from Michigan, from the Midwest Peace and Liberty Coalition Festival in Michigan, which is a bunch of hippies with guns who like liberty and smaller government than you. And for our final segment, there's one communist there, and we're going to put him on, and we're going to make fun of him because we, don't really like communism. But I guess what is your name, sir?
My name is Jacob Zolt.
Hey, Jacob. So are you an anarcho-syndicalist, or what are you?
Anarcho-syndicalism is okay. It's a decent strategy, but I describe myself or self-identify as an anarchist without adjectives, which kind of means I find every flavor of anarchism delicious.
Delicious.
Yes.
But there's so much starvation in the communist varieties of history.
Yeah, state communism, not something I would support. More of an anarcho-socialism or anarcho-communism, where like you have the community supports the individual and the individual supports the community with high levels of trust and reciprocity.
Now, would that have to be voluntary? Because the problem I've always had with discussing with left anarchists or anarcho-syndicalists or ANCOMs, anarcho-communists, or any flavor of that variety. By the way, a lot of those people, not to collectivize collectivists, but a lot of those people think that ANCAPs, anarcho-capitalists, or voluntarists, or actually anarcho-capitalists, are stealing, because y'all had the word anarchist first, and we have attached the word capitalism to it, which is like the dirtiest, dirty word in the world to a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I don't think we stole it. I think we homesteaded it and made it better and far better.
Oh,
we
okay,
fixed it.
Yeah.
We fixed what was broken. So,
maybe it's like a different kind of thing, but with a similar type of flavor.
Yeah. So here's the question I've never been able to get one of y'all to answer to my satisfaction in my central planning of how things should go, my non-central planning. So if you were the anarcho-communist king of the world tomorrow, how would you redistribute my wealth if I don't want my wealth redistributed?
Yeah, I hear that you're kind of concerned that I'm going to like do something to you and kind of make you sad, and it's going to be very upsetting.
Yeah.
And that's not going to meet your needs, and that really concerns you. Is that right?
You sound like Stefan Molyneux, the way you're using psychologists speak of, well, I'm hearing that what you're saying is...
Yeah. I'm just reflecting back. I want to make sure I understand.
Okay. I mean, I thought it was a pretty straightforward question.
I don't want to hurt you and make you sad. I want everyone to be happy. I think like involuntary communism would be like a counterfeit, a fake, a fraud.
All right. Who's there next to you from the Freedom Fiends?
I'm here. This is Lou Sander Fiend.
Lou, ask some man on the ground some questions.
Okay. Jacob, you've had the Mutual Aid Soup Kitchen, and you've been providing free meals to people. What have you been providing, and how did you make it? I saw that neat little gadget contraption, devil's work or something like that, of a rocket stove. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, I set up a mutual aid soup kitchen, a solar charging area, fire emergency services, and apparently jump-starting services as well. I use a rocket stove, which kind of uses sticks and a super insulated chimney to provide like a one-burner type of situation so that I can cook a giant pot of soup. And it's like a stone soup. It's like I brought beans and some ingredients, some onions and celery and carrots, and people are just donating their vegetables, and I'm cutting it up and providing that as a kind of a free lunch. And I'm making oatmeal with apples and cinnamon for breakfast, and a little rice and beans for dinner. So just kind of provide a little mutual aid to everybody here.
How exactly does that rocket stove work? Because I've looked at it, and it looks like such a simple contraption. And I'm sure there's some devil's work in there somewhere to make something so simple work like that. How does that thing work? I mean, what's so special about it?
It's about the super insulated chimney. When that chimney heats up, it creates a draft. It actually pulls air up, which pulls oxygen in, making the fire very hot, and that insulation concentrates the heat right to the bottom of the burner.
And this is Lou Sander Fiend signing off from the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, sponsored by Freedom Fiends. Thank you, Michael, for the promotion, and DJ for making the wonderful commercial. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your service. Worms.
We'll be back on Freedom Fiends in 10 hours tonight with Derek J. and Dobby Barker. It's the two-show day of the week on the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com for more. Thank you for your service. Good night today. Good day.